This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 20 for Tuesday, August 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continued to climb higher on Tuesday, building on the gains made yesterday, pushing prices above the 200-day moving average. At the final settlement, the November canola contract advances $6.60 at $777.40 per ton, and the January contract rises $7.10 at $783.50 per ton. Support for the Canadian oilseed is coming from strong upticks in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal are trying to stymie further increases in canola. Pressure is also being felt from weaker crude oil prices. Prairie temperatures will remain quite warm over the next few days, with some areas to see the mid-30s Celsius. A thunderstorm is forecast to move eastward across the prairies, but rain will fall mostly on the northern growing areas. Canola crush margins remain very strong, especially for the nearby positions, which are well in excess of $200 per ton above futures. The Canadian dollar is lower on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie falling to 74.13 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 74.29. The United States Department of Agriculture reports soybean conditions as of August 13th are up 5 points at 59% good to excellent. Corn adds a single point to also be at 59% good to excellent. U.S. spring wheat adds 1 point as well at 42% good to excellent. The spring wheat harvest is around one quarter finished, while that for winter wheat is in the home stretch. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association reports 173.3 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in July. Not only is that a July record, it's also well above the average trade guess. Soy oil stocks fall to 1.53 billion pounds, down 9.6% from June. Rounding off prices at your Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday. The November contract drops 21 cents at $13.05 per bushel. September soy meal loses at $11.50 at $403.80 per short ton, but September soy oil advances more than 0.8 of a cent at 65.9 U.S. cents per pound. Corn is weaker, with its December contract giving up 12 cents at $4.75.50 per bushel. Oats are higher, with its December contract up 1.5 cents at $4.45. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, with Chicago December falling 18 cents at $6.24. Kansas City December is down 14 cents at $7.45.50. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December gives up 18 cents at $8.03. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 15th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.